Early this week, while I was working with the worship committee, and Larry and I were discussing this passage of Scripture and this service in celebration of Christ the King Sunday, it's a little difficult sometimes for us to fully get a grasp of Scripture because it's primarily a Jewish book written by Jewish people, but it certainly speaks life and peace to us. But we know very little about what it means to be under a king. Oh, we read about it and have read the stories of old, but I was talking with the early service today and I said, you know, when we think about Jesus as a king, then there are other words maybe that might come to mind that would speak more to our heart. President, maybe. You the man, might be one. Somebody came to me after it's over and said, a cool dude. And I thought to myself, well, you know, the issue is not how you title him, but how you place him, or the place that Christ proclaims in your heart and life. He is, as the Scripture says, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. In an ever-changing world, Christ is the one constant. We can read the history books. We hear the stories about the martyrs and all the other experiences that people have endured, and we are here this morning as a proclamation that the kingdom of God still thrives. It still survives. And in faith, we continue to affirm that it's going to continue after our demise. I remember hearing the story one day about a United States destroyer floating out on the big ocean. It was a foggy night. And across the bow there shone a light. And it's obvious they were on a collision course. The USS destroyer sent out a message that went something like this. I am a United States destroyer. Change course to the south 15 degrees. Message came back. You change course 15 degrees to the north. Message came back, I have 21 guns. I have phenomenal power on board ship. Change course immediately, or suffer the wrath of this ship. The message came back, I am the lighthouse. You change course. When we think about the lighthouse, and we think about those that have been guided safely into port, or, in this case, averted conflict, I thought a little bit more about the rock that the lighthouse was positioned on. And I thought about how that Jesus Christ is the rock of our salvation. That in the midst sometimes of horrendous storms, when the waves beat upon it and the floods cover it, just in a little while the waves recede and there is the rock. On this day, there were those who thought that the rock was gone. There were those who thought it was over with. And yet, we who are gathered here on this Christ the King Sunday, this last Sunday of the new year, we testify that there is another part of this story. And it's the story of the resurrection. It's the story of hope. It's the story of being renewed and being reclaimed by God's precious Holy Spirit. We find ourselves in submission to Him. And as we look back over this year of journeying in our faith, and think about all those stories that we know from our time of experiencing our Christian heritage. The story of Jesus turning the water into wine. Of angels at various times reaching out and ministering to the prophets of old and proclaiming the good news to the shepherds, the lowly ones. Of Zacchaeus, the wee little man who I shared with some of mine, skinnied up a tree, and some of you might not know what skinnying up a tree is all about. He climbed in a sycamore tree. And Jesus came to him, and Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, because I am going to abide with you. I'm going to your house. I'm going to fellowship with you." The woman at the well, who went there probably in the middle of the day because she was too embarrassed because of her reputation, maybe, to go when the other ladies of the town would go there. She went when it wasn't very feasible. And she meets Jesus. And Jesus doesn't condemn her. He embraces her and calls him to himself. He looks to Zacchaeus and he says, "I want to have fellowship with you." As we think about those stories in Scripture and about who we are as a church and those times of fellowship and those times of love, those times when we abide together, embrace each other, nurture one another in the covenant that we made this morning with Amelia, with those others who came and joined the church, we said we too will take our place. We are reminded that we're able to do this because Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Lord of Lords in our life. We hear the story that says the gates of hell shall not prevail against this church. And we look at our lives, and maybe we can say that the gates of hell have not prevailed against Jesus Christ in my life and in my family. We know that as humans, we falter, we get tired, we forget. We reveal our humanness. But Jesus Christ enables us to reveal His glory in and through us and the church. Our King died on a cross. Our King covered with spit as people spat upon him as he journeyed down the way to the cross. Our King, born in a stable. Our King, riding on a donkey, our King, who is King of all. Glory to God, now and forever, world without end, our Lord, our King, our returning King, who arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Amen.